Welcome to CU Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance. With your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
Hi, Matt Shondek, President, CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, welcoming you to CU Wednesdays on the legendary WSAR 1480, sponsored by FRMCU, where we're focused on you. FRMCU has been in serving the greater Fall River community for over 90 years. Stop by or check out our website at frmcu.com to see all the great ways we can serve you. This month, as we do typically each quarter, each month we have Bering Star here as our co-host. Bering Star offers quality auto and homeowners insurance at discounted rates when you switch and combine with our Bella, including a special group discount on auto discount for all active members of Fall River Municipal Credit Union. You know, joining me today is Nick Cummings from Bering Star, and we appreciate you being on today with me, Nick.
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you today?
Good, good. It's always great to have you on. I always learn things about insurance. And, you know, as we're transitioning the weather right now, we're finally having some good days. You can get outside and do some yard work. And that can get dangerous, and you want to make sure you do things right. So we're going to give people some tips on, what they should be remembering. And Bering Star, as an insurer, wants to make sure people are safe. So if you're out there and you want to join the conversation, please give us a call at 508-673-1480. As we were saying, I was on a conference call in between, and I couldn't get off fast enough. FRMCU is great. We're here for our members, and part of the great opportunity of membership is being able to get a discount through our Bella. And Nick, this time of year, some people are out there. Some towns allow burning. Some towns have different things that you can do. Not in Fall River. You cannot burn in Fall River. Our firefighter friends always tell us that. But people have to be safe and keep an eye out on things around their house and certain maintenance things. I know my wife's been out on the, trimming the hedges, but I'm telling her to make sure she's safe when she's up there trying to get the tall ones. What are some things that you see as an insurance company that people should be aware of and be looking out for at this time of year?
That's a great question, Matt. And I thought that we would spend a little bit of time just going over some of the what we refer to in the industry as the spring home maintenance checklist, which not only makes sure that your property and your home is safe, but this checklist there is also, we use this and give this to customers as something as a template where they can go around and check to ensure that their home and property not only safe, but kind of avoid any potential situations where they're going to have a homeowner claim or something like that. So, the first and foremost, now that we're in the spring weather and it's 60 degrees outside, we usually recommend, cleaning your gutters and inspecting your roof and sidings. Some people don't get, to check and clean their gutters in the fall. We may get a quick early winter, and that prevents people from getting up there. So it's always recommended, we recommend that, first of all, use safety and always be cautious if you're going to get up on the ladder and check the gutters. But, any blockage in your gutter and your downspout's coming down, that water will back up, and eventually it's either going to rip that gutter off the front of your building, or what's going to happen is you're going to have water leaking into the front of your house. So you definitely want to make sure that, The gutters are clean. The downspouts are clean. And, you know, we're getting spring rains, or the spring rains are going to be coming. You want to make sure that, you know, you have those plastic tubes attached to the bottom of your gutters. So you're pushing water away from the house. You don't ever want standing water coming back towards the house or the foundation, because then you have issues like mold. You have water seeping in, and it's really difficult to get rid of mold. So, you know, taking care of the gutters is the first and foremost. And then secondly, inspecting the siding on your house. Make sure that, you know, if you have wood siding or there's any vinyl siding or aluminum siding, nothing's come off during the wintertime that you weren't able to see. You don't want any windswept rain coming in through there and doing damage to the walls and or through the ceilings. And lastly is the roof. We don't recommend people get up on their roofs and inspect it. However, you know, there is a way to inspect it. You walk around your house, look at the front, look at the back of the house, and see if you see any missing roofing tiles, roofing shingles, which could lead to a potential loss. And another thing we generally recommend is look for any roofing shingles that are curled or cracked. Some of them may be peeling up. Those are the signs of indication that you definitely want to replace at least some of those shingles there. And if you do have any kind of loss or anything like that, or say that you go up into your attic, Matt, and you notice, you know, there's water in the attic and you may, you know, smell mold or mildew or something up there, you definitely want to don't wait on that, because that's a situation that's only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. And you definitely want to, you know, call a remediation specialist to come in there. And like we've talked to briefly in the past before, they have a great way of getting rid of mold now in most basements and attics. They actually blast dry ice, so it gets rid of the mold, you know, permanently and doesn't do any damage to any of the wood or any of the surfaces. So, you know, checking your roof, your gutters, and your sidings is definitely the first recommendation we make in some of the spring home maintenance checklists.
Yeah, as you say, I mean, we've had a lot of rain. I know everything's saturated around outside. And if your gutters are blocked, you're going to have it backing up instead of going out, and could cause a lot of damage, and not only to the outside, to the inside. And a lot of people say, well, I'm taking my gutters off, I'm going to take it. But that's not necessarily a good thing either, because that water will just fall off the roof versus being channeled away. And then that sits right next to your foundation a lot, right?
That's correct. And then you don't want, and like I said, you don't want any water sitting against the foundation or standing water there. What that does is that creates a mold problem. And then what mold grows very, very quickly. And, you know, it doesn't take long for any kind of mold on the outside of your house to probably come in through the cracks or any of the ledges or between the foundation and your house itself. So it's always better, like you said, Matt, to channel that water away from your house. If you have one of your gutters and you can't get to it, get a professional if it's too high for like a 10-foot ladder, and have them get up there and clean it out and snake out those downspouts, because that's only going to lead to further problems down the road.
Yep. Yeah. And you get it done, and now you can hear it, have it flowing properly. So great insight. Roof, gutters, sidings. That's great. You know, there's a whole plethora of things you're doing right now.
We have a whole list.
Yep. So where do you go from there? What's the next thing to do?
So the next thing is, and many of us do or do not have these. Many of us still live in these old style homes, especially, you know, like in the Fall River in the South Coast area. I know myself, you know, growing up in JP, we lived in the old style three-decker house where the air conditioners were put in the window. So if you have the air conditioning units that you're going to be putting in there, hopefully we don't have to turn those things on until maybe June or July. But for the window installed units, a couple of things right there. First of all, check the filter. Filter should be on the inside of the house when it's facing inside of the house. Some of the older styles still have them on the outside. Very easy. Take them off, clean them, let them dry, put them back in there. That air conditioner will just absolutely run fantastic. It's in good working order. And another thing is, you know, it's taking the moisture out of the air before it's pumping the cool air into your house. So there's going to be moisture. Make sure that exit port that's on your air conditioner, if it's in your window, is not leaking into the side of your house. There are small little caps, funnel that you can put on those. to make sure that the water drips onto the ground, because you don't want to clean and do all this good maintenance, and then at the end of the summer have water soaked on the side of your house. Mm-hmm. That's for the air conditioner that you put in the windows yourself and take out. For the central air conditioning units, for the people, some people are very good about this, that they actually make these central air conditioning unit covers, depending on what size your unit is. And some people, if they're really good about maintaining it, they put a cover over it to keep the snow and the debris off there. However, still, things still get in there. The leaves get in there, twigs get in there. If you don't cover that up, I would definitely advise you to go out and take a look and look down in there. You have birds that nest in there. You have snakes in the summertime. You have mice that will nest in there. And anything that's going to clog up the mechanics of that central air conditioning unit while it's outside on that concrete patio is going to affect the efficiency of that unit. So you definitely want to make sure that that's cleared out, cleared of leaves. The biggest culprit is usually leaves. Leaves like to collect behind it, around it. If you have leaves that are covering the water in the tubes coming in and out, you won't be able to see if there's an issue there. So we always recommend, making sure that area is very clear. There's no leaves there. There's no bugs there that are going to collect there. Definitely clean those. And one other thing is, if you have a unit and it doesn't seem to be running properly or it's making noise, you might have a small issue with the concrete. If it's on a concrete foundation, make sure that that's stable. If that's wobbly whatsoever, that's going to affect the efficiency of the unit also. So that's definitely something the air conditioners, whether it's an in-window unit or if it's a central air unit, just make sure that you take a few minutes to take a look at that.
And, one of the things I've seen, online recently was the lines that run the fluid, or take away the condensation. Those can get kind of gunked up, and so you want to make sure that gets inspected either by a maintenance person or something like that to make sure everything's flowing, because that water can gather and kind of do damage inside, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And believe it or not, a big culprit of that are spiders. Spiders will go into those tubes if there's not an easy way for those to freeze, and will block those up. And what will happen is that water will back up into your air conditioning unit, and it could cause considerable damage if you don't make sure that those are clear. So you can hire a professional and do that. I do know some people that have like a makeshift pipe cleaner. They go in there to make sure they're clean. And I'll digress just for 1 second. For the people who keep their grills, their outdoor grills on their decks, even if they're covered, just as an FYI, sometimes your propane gas line won't work, and you think there's something wrong with your gas grill. And 99% of the time, a spider has built some kind of web in that tubing, so you can just see it and pull that out. So just as we're talking about spiders getting in there and stuff like that, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Just check your grill if it's not working and you just bought it.
And make sure nothing created a nest in there during the winter that you might want to check before you start fire it up.
Correct.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking with Nick from Bearing Star all hour, talking about some tips for around your home maintenance checklist. If you want to call in, 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chonick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. As you heard, we have some great CD specials going on right now. Check us out at frmcu.com to see all the great benefits of membership with Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And co-sponsoring today's show is Bearing Star Insurance. Bearing Star Insurance offers quality auto and homeowners insurance at discounted rates when you switch and combine with Arbella, including such special group auto discounts for all active members of FRMCU. As a member of the Abella Insurance Group, Bearing Star offers superior claim settlement, dedicated local agents that understand you, our community, and the value of additional coverages at competitive rates. They have two convenient locations in the Fall River area. Bearing Star understands the unique needs of our community. And joining me today is Nick Cummings from Bearing Star. And we're talking about the spring maintenance around your home. We hit on roofs, gutters, sidings, air conditioners. What's the next thing that people should be checking out? They're getting outside. They're enjoying this great weather. What other things should people be looking at around their home to kind of, you know, avoid future problems?
So, Matt, the next thing that we have on the list is checking your windows and doors and checking the seals around them. Obviously, you know, people don't want to have drafty windows and doors. They don't want their heat escaping, especially at the cost of home heating fuel and gas in the past couple of years. So what we generally recommend is have people check that. You may want to add weather stripping to your windows and doors. And as, you know, we go into the summer months, just like you don't want your heat escaping outside, you know, you don't want the cool air escaping to the outside either, because then what that's going to do is it can cause your air conditioning units to run longer. And if you have, you know, the basic old style units, that causes you more electricity going to be running. We generally recommend people look at their doors, look at their windows. You'd be able to tell if you can see any kind of blue sky or any kind of light going through your windows or doors, that's an indicator right there that you definitely need weather stripping. However, many times people will buy weather stripping that's too big. It won't allow the door of the window to close correctly. So they want to make sure that they start off really small with the smallest weather stripping they can, just to make sure, because what you don't want to do is spend an hour or two putting weather stripping on and not being able to close a door or a window. So, you know, always make sure that, you know, you have that weather stripping and just start off small with the thinnest stuff that you have and then go from there. And the next thing is people, you know, replacing your screens. If your screen is damaged, that allows insects, bees, wasps, and everything to get inside of your house. And they absolutely love building nests inside the wells, the windows, and in the window frames and everything like that. If it's a window that's not open, that's perfect for them because it's protected. They're unmolested. So make sure that you're checking your screens. Make sure there's no holes in them. I personally, people call me up all the time and ask me if I can come and replace their screen because, you know, somebody put out there that, you know, hey, Nick can replace these screen doors. He does it in like half an hour and everything like that. So people call me. I actually have three people already that I'm going to be doing in a couple of weeks. I told them, you know, their screen doors. And I just told them, you know what, it's easy to do. You just got to be patient with that, with the screen and the roller and the tubing. So those are definitely things that that people can do.
And that's Bearing Star serving their clients.
It is. That's true. And then the next thing is landscaping. This is absolutely huge. I was just speaking to one of my customers yesterday, and she's going to be buying a new house. And it, you know, this is where it pays to talk to your insurance agent. She's going to be buying a house in Framingham. Very, very nice house. And everything is perfect in her mind with the house except one thing, which is the landscaping. And she says, you know, I have a nose for mold, and there's no mold to smell in the house. But she said, I'm looking at this property, and I just think that, you know, that in my mind, the water should be channeled in an opposite direction and not down the driveway, even though it's a sloping driveway. So you definitely, you know, so I recommended to her, you know, a friend, a business colleague of mine who has a landscaping design business that will come out. And her specialty is channeling water besides landscaping away from properties. There's the hand-in-hand cooperation, you know, about, you know, being able to help a customer, or even if it's not a customer, about a situation where they have a problem and you can offer, you know, a recommendation or a solution. But we're going to, you know, we'll go right back to making sure the water is away from the property, channeling it away. I can't impress upon the listening audience enough. Water does more damage than fire. Water does more damage because it starts with, you know, wet mold, and then you go on from there. making sure that, you know, you don't have any water coming in there. And then, you know, if you have trees that are touching the house, you have any kind of shrubs that are touching the house, insects can get in there. Raccoons, believe it or not, raccoons will climb up trees and they will try to nest in people's attics. Squirrels, you know, we've had many, many claims where squirrels have gotten into people's attics. They've chewed up their wiring. People have had to have new wiring put in into the affected area. And damage caused by vermin is not covered on a homeowner's insurance policy. It's an exclusion. So you definitely want to make sure that you keep those rascally suckers out of your house.
And then just taking it one step further, if you do get a landscaper in or someone to clean the gutters and stuff, make sure that they have the proper coverages, right?
Well, that's correct. That's correct. And you know what? You're doing yourself due diligence by asking them for a copy of a certificate of insurance. You know, these people who are in business to do this for themselves, you don't want the guy down the street who says he's been doing it forever. Because if he falls and unfortunately if he gets hurt and he has no insurance, you know, there's going to be a claim put in on your homeowner's policy. So if you're going to get somebody, go with somebody who's recommended, who's established, and who has an insurance. Anybody who scoffs at giving you a certificate of insurance, you might not want to hire them. You know, you may be looking at price, and that may be something that's favorable, but if they fall off a ladder and hurt themselves on your property, in the long run, it's definitely going to cost you money. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we have just a couple more that we want to go through. I don't know if we want to go to break or...
We got a couple more minutes, and then we can hit break.
Cool. Excellent. Okay, so we turn the clocks back to all those people who didn't do their due diligence and check their carbon monoxide and smoke detectors and maybe change the batteries on that. This would be a good time to do that while you're going around doing this checklist. Change out those batteries. Check the date on some of them. Most smoke detectors have expiration dates between 7 and 10 years. So if you have that pesky smoke detector up in your attic and it keeps beeping even though that you've changed the battery on it, that just means that it's expired. It's life expectancy is now done. You should definitely be able to you should be changing that one out. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't apply to all of us. However, for the people that have their in-ground irrigation systems, their water sprinklers and everything like that, you know, that's a recommendation that wasn't on one of our lists that I actually added on there. You know, once that ground thaws, you want to check the lines to make sure that your irrigation systems are working correctly. Your pool lines, once you open up your pools, whether it's in-ground or below-ground, if you disconnected any of the tubing, you want to check on all that. And your outdoor spigots, turn those on, but just don't turn them on and say, well, it's working. When you turn them on, make sure that you go back on the inside where it's coming from the house outside to make sure that there's no leakage there, because we're constantly turning those on and off, and there's a lot of stress and friction build up on that little coupling. So make sure you don't get a small drip that's going there too.
Mm-hmm. All important things, at each annual, as we're getting outside, you're starting over again. You know, when you bring out your garden hoses and things like that, before you plug them in and turn the hose on and let it sit there, make sure that there's no leaks, because, you know, all that, it not only, you know, will protect from water buildup, but if you have a leak and it goes for a long time, that's going to add to your water bill quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And just as a side note, Matt, the people who are opening up their vacation rentals, their vacation homes and their rental properties, you have to, you know, take this list with you. If you need a copy of the list, just contact me or contact the office and we'll send it to you. But especially in your rental properties, we've discussed the washing machine hoses and everything like that in your dryer vents. But just, you know, these are all the things that you should definitely be checking. And those are a couple of other things that you need to check too.
Great, great. Well, we're going to be here for the whole hour. We're going to take a break now and come back to talk more about insurance and what, you know, the checklists and what you should be looking out for around your home and around your auto as we go through the seasons change. But stick around, and if you want to call in, 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after these. Welcome back to See Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chonick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And joining me from Bering Star Insurance, our co-sponsor for this week's show, is Nick Cummings. And we've been going over all the important things to do as around home maintenance checklist to make sure things are going on. But the one that we left off, and it's always one of the most important things every year, is your home. You're reviewing your policies with your agent, right?
That's true, Matt, and that's probably the most important thing to do is to make an appointment and sit down and talk to one of our agents or one of our reps and have them review homeowners policy. With the increase in the premiums and homeowners premiums, we have more calls coming into the office. We have more potential new clients coming into the office. And what we're seeing is that the older policies that were written, you know, even 5 years ago, the 10, 20-year-old policies, they're inadequate. They don't have enough coverage for all of the things that are going to be happening today. So, you know, it makes more sense. We're not there to try to sell you another product. What we're trying to do is find any gaps that you may have and try to make recommendations to say, hey, listen, this is the coverage you need and this is the coverage that you don't. So, you know, I always recommend let's take a look at it. Let's just spend a little bit of time reviewing the policy just to make sure that, you know, that there aren't any gaps, you know. And, you know, for the listening audience out there, anybody who has a finished basement, and you do not have water backup on your policy. That's definitely the number one thing you might want to talk to an agent or one of our agents about, making sure that you have that coverage on there.
Mm-hmm. No, and it's so important. Annually, you want to do it. But if there's any life changes you have, you're getting married, you're buying a house, you know, maybe you're trading in your car and getting a new car. Those are all important times to reach out to your insurance agent because they can tell you, you know, what the ramifications are. Yeah, yeah. You fall in love with that beautiful car, and it's very expensive. Then you go find out how much it costs to insure it. That could be a sticker shock, but that's one of the first things I do. If I'm looking at a car, I call my agent and say, okay, I'm going from this vehicle to this vehicle. What's the impact going to be on the insurance? And you know, sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. It all depends on what you're getting, right?
That's correct, and that's a great point. If you know the kind of vehicle that you're going to be purchasing, contact the agent. Now the VIN numbers are readily available. And just as an FYI, Matt, the rating systems are so automated that if someone calls my office and they want to transfer insurance, if their registration is expired, most carriers won't even give us a quote on that vehicle because the registration is expired. That's how automated the system is now. And just a word of caution to people who are buying new cars. There are a couple of insurance carriers out there who will not insure certain Kia models because of the ease of stealing them. And I just had a declination from one of our carriers on one of the Hyundai models because I guess it has the similar, some kind of improper fail-safe function that the vehicle can easily be stolen. So the company just came out and said, we're declining this quote because of the year and make and model of this vehicle. And so I contacted the underwriter and they said, this is just one of those highly stolen vehicles that we don't want to insure. So if you're going to go buy a vehicle, just contact the agent, contact your agent, contact somebody at Bering Star to make sure that it's okay. And with the big push with electric vehicles, you know, electric vehicles, if that's, you know, if you want to go out and buy an electric vehicle, I think that's great, fantastic, if that's something that you want to do. However, there are certain models out there that the insurance companies will not insure. They are just too expensive. The insurance companies don't feel that, you know what, if there's a total loss, that the amount of insurance the customer is paying is worth, you know, buying that person or paying that person for a new vehicle. So if you're going to be buying a really, really expensive electric vehicle, make sure you contact your insurance agent because some of the quotes coming in just for one of these vehicles, these high-end electric vehicles, just for one, perfect driving record, no accidents, no claims, is anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 just for that vehicle. So, yes, they're very expensive. They may help the environment, but they're not going to help your pocketbook at all. That's for sure.
And you know, just piggybacking on that, now if you're buying one of those, you probably end up having to invest in a charging station and additional things in your house. Those things should be reported to your insurance company so that they are aware that they're there too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, some people have countered that, you know, you get some kind of a tax break, or that the company, the car company itself, will defray the cost of putting that in there. However, you know, you have to let your insurance company know, because what you're doing is you're adding a major electrical outlet to the side of your house or in your garage. That's another risk that the insurance company has to be aware of. Mm-hmm. So if you do have, and most people, not, I'm going to say, Matt, right now, 99.9% of people who own their electric vehicles have not let their insurance company know that they have that charging port there.
Wow.
I guarantee it. So, and it's just one of those things, if that shorts out and starts a fire, you know, the homeowner's policy, you know, most insurance companies, they want to pay, but they're not going to be happy that you didn't let them know that that risk was there. So that's great advice for all the people that are listening. If you do have an electric car, mm-hmm. just make sure that you let the carrier know that, you know, you have that charging station attached to the house.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other things, you know, being a lender, is make sure, you know, if you're buying a car, buying a vehicle, find out about gap insurance, because what people don't realize sometimes is you have a car, you're driving around, you get in an accident, the insurance company is going to pay you what the current cash value is for that vehicle. Your loan, especially where people have purchased over the last few years, the loan amount might be higher than what your payout is, and there's that gap that's there that you're still responsible for. Just because the car is gone and the insurance company paid, if there's a deficiency, that's still a responsibility of the borrower. And, you know, people are conscientious, they want to pay it, but you have to deal with that. And with gap insurance, which you can get through Arbella, is fairly inexpensive, and it helps you cover yourself in that case, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And in the old days, you know, people needed to buy gap insurance from the dealerships. But now most carriers, Arbella offers a fantastic gap insurance endorsement, which would cover that. And, you know, in case people are asking, you know, what would the gap be? And essentially, just like a mortgage, you're upside down. You pay too much for the car. The car lost a lot of its value. And, you know, you say you owe $20,000 to the bank, and the insurance company indicates the car is only worth $17,000. Well, that $3,000 gap, you don't have to pay for that out of your pocket. So if you get that gap insurance endorsement from Arbella or one of the other carriers, instead of paying $600 at the dealership, there's coverage for that gap right there. So that's absolutely a great thing to make sure that you, if you do buy a new car and you say, well, I want full coverage like most people do, common layman's language, make sure that if you're getting a loan or if it's a lease vehicle, make sure that you ask them to add that gap. It's called lease and loan. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they add that on there.
Yeah. No, and you know, personal experience, I was, you know, I lease a car, but I was at the dealership. They were telling me what it was. When I called Arbella, letting them know I was getting my new car, they said, hey, did you think about gap insurance? And the quote that I got, you know, saved me a lot of money by going through Arbella, because it packaged it with everything else that I've got. So everything was right there. So, yeah, definitely, if you're financing a vehicle, look for gap insurance, whether it's through the dealership or through your agent, to help you just in case if something happens and you have to, you know, need help with that, that it's there and ready to take care of you, right?
Correct. Absolutely. And that's one of those small little tidbits of information and endorsements that can absolutely go a long way to make sure that the customer doesn't have to pay any money out of their pockets. And believe it or not, there are still agencies out there that don't push that or don't offer that. They expect the customer to know that they're offering that. It is an endorsement, so it can only be added. It's not an automatic. Arbella, however, has something called the customer care package, which is automatic when you get collision and comp. So, you know, these are questions that, you know, this is why we have this radio program, Matt, to educate our customers and educate the populace to say, hey, listen, you know what? We're an insurance agency. We're providing a service to you. However, we're also there if you have any questions. And you don't have to be one of my customers to call me. I get calls on a weekly basis from people who just said, hey, I just have a general question. You know, and I ask them for the specifics, and if I can answer them and make sure that, you know, get them on their way, I can do that. But if you have any questions whatsoever, you know, pick up the phone and just call one of our offices. You know, we have plenty of staff there, and they're willing to help, even if you're not a customer.
And like you say, yeah, there's checklists for people if they're opening up their homes. We're going to go through a checklist of things you should be looking at. You've gone through the winter, you've driven through the snow. Well, not much snow this year, but things you want to do as you start off spring with your car maintenance and checklist. We're going to be hitting on that and talking more about other facets of insurance here with Arpella and Bearing Star. And if you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 508-673-1480. And we'll be back after this to wrap up the hour. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Chondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Maybe you've got getting a refund back from your taxes and you want to know what to do with it. Check out frmcu.com for all the great CD rates we have. You just heard about our seven-month special that just before we came back from the break. Great offers. And, if you're on the other side and you have projects around the house that you want to do, but you need to finance them, a home equity line or loan might be the way to go. Affordable, locally, local decision makers, and fast turnaround. It can help you keep that great first mortgage you might have got, in those with the low rates, but to still tap into the equity in your home. So check out frmcu.com to see all the great benefits of membership with Fall River Municipal Credit Union. One of those benefits is the ability to work with Bearing Star Insurance. Bearing Star offers quality auto and homeowners insurance at discounted rates when you switch and combine with Arbella, including a special group auto discount for all active members of Fall River Municipal Credit Union. As a member of the Arbella Insurance Group, Bearing Star offers superior claim settlement, dedicated local agents that understand you and our community, and the value of additional coverages at competitive rates. Great locations in Taunton, Fall River, and in the surrounding area. Definitely check out Bearing Star and check out frmcu.com for the link to the Bearing Star discounts. Joining me today is from Bearing Star is Nick Cummings. We always love to have Nick on every month to kind of go over what's happening and teach us about insurance. And today's no exception. We've heard some great things about things you should be doing around your home as you're doing that spring outdoor cleanup. But your car is something else you should be looking at. Now that the winter season is over, get the car checked out. What are some of the things people should be looking at around their vehicles?
Great question, Matt. That's a good lead into the things that we recommend. Also, there's a spring checklist for homeowners, spring checklist, also maintenance checklist for your car. Making sure that your car is running properly will avoid any issues, A, with the car, and B, could save you from having a potential accident. So first thing we recommend is check your tires. The tire pressure changes with temperature. So as the temperature starts to warm up, you definitely want to check the tires. Make sure that you have the proper pressure in your tires. First of all, you're going to save on gas because you're going to get better gas mileage. And if you don't know where to do that, generally on the tire, it's sometimes difficult to read, but if you open up your driver's door, there should be a decal right there in the driver's door on that side, either on the door or the door frame, that's going to tell you what the correct tire pressure is that your tire should have. And I have to just point out, sometimes it's not always the same for the front and the rear tires. So make sure that you check and make sure that some models, believe it or not, have different PSIs for the front and for the back. And another thing we recommend is having your tires rotated so they wear evenly. Depending on the make and model of your vehicle, some rotations just go front to back. However, some rotations need to go from front to back but on a diagonal basis. So those are one of those things where you can just say, hey, I'm just going to, punch up my car and rotate the tires from the front to the back. However, if you need that that directional from, the back right to the left front, just make sure that you check the specifications for your vehicle, because a lot of people aren't aware of that.
Yeah, I would have just thought, you know, go around and get the same temperature each. So, and typically it's on the tire, the tires too, what they should be at too, when you go around, right?
That's correct. That's correct. The proper inflation rate should be on the tire. Sometimes they're kind of hard to read because there's a whole bunch of numbers on there, like the size of the tire and when it was made and stuff like that. So, but it should definitely be on there. The thing is, brakes. You know, if your brakes are making any noise, that's an indication right there that, you know, either A, you need brakes, or B, there could be something caught on that brake pad or on that rotor. So just make sure that, you know, you check the brakes for that. Check your fluid levels too, Matt. This is a low cost, low maintenance matter. And, you know, people who let their antifreeze run too low, or your oil run too low, or your transmission fluid run too low, and it may not be leaking. It may just burn quickly. However, you can do, you know, major damage to your vehicle if those fluids are up in at the correct levels. There's no doubt about it there.
Oh yeah. And it's simple enough to check, but even wiper fluid, people don't think about that. Well, you know, I can do without it, but if you don't have it, you hit into something that gets your windshield dirty, you can't see out, and that creates some real safety issues.
Absolutely. And you know, as we're coming out of the winter season, like you said, there wasn't a lot of snow and stuff like that. There's still salt on the road. There's still sand on the road. Mm-hmm. So you get that light rain that comes up and everyone's driving. Well, you know, you're going to have all that dirt and debris and dust on your windshield. So, you know, not only make sure that you have enough windshield wiper fluid, and believe it or not, if you go to one of these Jiffy Lube places and stuff like that, even if you don't, if you go there, they'll fill up your windshield wiper for nothing. Your windshield wiper fluid for nothing, doesn't cost you anything. And check your windshield wipers. That's another thing that people, you know, neglect a lot of times. And, you know, if your windshield wipers aren't working correctly, it doesn't matter how much windshield wiper fluid you have, you're still going to have your vision either blurred or blocked from being able to see correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so make sure you get the fluid there, but also check those wipers, right?
Exactly. You know, and a couple of other things that we definitely recommend is test your battery. People let their cars run longer in the wintertime and let them warm up. I know I do it. So if your car is starting slowly turning over, that's definitely something that you want to take a look at. And then, you know, I always tell people, listen, you know what, why do most police stop vehicles? Because their taillights or their headlights are out. You know what? And if you're lucky, you just get off with a warning. You have to replace it. But if they give you a ticket, that's going to affect your insurance rates. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of paying the insurance companies any extra money if you don't have to. So we recommend, you know, you check your brake lights, check your turn signals, and check your headlamps. Usually it's a lot more economical for you to be able to change, if you can get at it, for you to change your headlights and these lamps yourself rather than paying someone to do it.
Yeah, and you know, the importance of getting your stickers, you know, when they're due, because they're going to be checking those things too to make sure they're there. Plus, if you don't have the sticker when you're supposed to, you can't fudge it now and, you know, I'll go, you know, a month or two, you know, the next month, because they're still going to go back to the date of your sticker now in Massachusetts. You're not going to get that extra, you know, month or two, then roll it out. I think they started catching on to people that were doing that.
That's correct. So it just makes good sense to get that done and get your vehicle checked. And if you have a great mechanic, I do this all the time. We talked about this, I think, last summer, is, you know, before any long road trip that I take, and I take a lot of them, I have them check over my vehicle. And they check, you know, everything, all the hoses. There's nothing worse than breaking down in the middle of nowhere where you can't call anybody. So it always makes good sense that if you have a really good mechanic, and, you know, go buy them lunch, they'll check the car over, make sure everything works. We usually say, you know, schedule a checkup. And if you don't want to do any of this yourself, they'll be glad to do it for you know, a minimal fee.
Mm-hmm. And anything, we got about a minute left to go. Anything we haven't hit on?
Like our home maintenance, your auto policy, have somebody review your auto policy. Make sure that you have the coverage on there. Some of the missing coverages, your liability limits are too low, your property damage limits may be too low. If you hit that that $150,000 Tesla and you only have $100,000 on your policy, well, that money is going to come out of your pocket. So this is definitely something. And you know what? It takes no time at all to review this auto policy with the agency.
Yeah, and make sure that things are up to date. Maybe you've had kids in the house, but now they've moved out. If you still got them on your policy, that, you know, that may not necessary.
And I think we'll probably leave the listeners with, there's been such a fluctuation in auto policies this past year, and it's absolutely crazy. It benefits you to make sure that you're getting and having your policy remarketed and quoted.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks again, Nick. It's always great to have you on, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks, Matt. See you next month.
And everybody else, we'll see you out there. See you next week on See You Wednesday.